It was a gritty and contentious primary election battle between Bette Davis and Harry Crawford, and the spending is not over yet. By Wednesday morning, just 75 votes separated the candidates at final tally. Bette Davis has 1,294 votes and Harry Crawford 1,219. But as things stand, it appears that Davis has won the right to run against Anna Fairclough in the November election, and Davis says it will be a challenge.
The money that I spent in the primary, I was hoping I was able to use that really geared towards Anna because she's raised quite a bit of money. But I really now have to focus more on raising money because I know that she has a big advantage. And in order to run this kind of a race, it's going to take money.
Fairclough ran unopposed during the closed Republican primary and garnered 4,160 votes. According to the Alaska Public Offices Commission 7-day expenditure report, Fairclough has about $57,000 on hand for the general election campaign. There are still 890 absentee ballots yet to be counted in Senate District M. The Alaska Division of Election should have a final count next week. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.